USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden says that most of America will be eligible for a COVID vaccination by the middle of April. The president made the comments on Monday as health officials worry over recent rises in new cases. Biden announced that the federal vaccination program would be increasing the number of pharmacies that will be able to give vaccines up to 40,000 by April 19th. He also called on states that have ended their mask mandates to put them back in place, saying that now is not the time for people to let their guard down against the virus.
You know, we will administer more shots in March than any country on earth. But even so, we have to give more shots in April than we did in March. Because we're in the life and death race for the virus that is spreading quickly, with cases rising again, new variants are spreading, and sadly, some of the reckless behavior we've seen on television over the past few weeks means that more new cases are to come in the weeks ahead.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
New estimates from the Biden administration show that the government is anticipating the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. But local border officials say that the federal government has not come forward with a plan to help communities deal with the influx. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News that it seems like no one is listening to local communities' concerns.
We're down here at the local level, state levels, dealing with the impact of a plan that we haven't even been privileged to. What I see is avoidance, denial. There's no more collaboration. It's not collective. There's no transparency. No one's listening. But I can tell you who's listening down here, and that's the communities, because we have to. We're dealing with the surge. We're dealing with the unaccompanied minors. We're dealing with the public safety aspect. And let's not forget, we're dealing with the health epidemic that we're dealing with on the border.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Much has been said about the new Georgia voting reform bill that was signed into law last week. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically members of the public can no longer come in and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
And the Houston Cougars are headed back to the Final Four for the first time since 1984. The second seed in the Midwest held off a furious second-half comeback from Cinderella, Oregon State to take the win 67-61. The Cougars will face the winner of the South Regional Final, either top-seeded Baylor or third-seeded Arkansas. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.